K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJOFM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
And all of this gold, and you have to but I Ninja Goyo's return is approaching fast. It's not enough for us to sit and wait, yeah. As our awesome bar on earth, we must demonstrate, yeah.
As the children who seek to
Medicaid members, keep your address and phone number up to date to make sure you receive important information about your health insurance and you don't risk losing your coverage. If you get a letter from Louisiana Medicaid, follow the directions and respond to it as soon as possible. For questions or to update your info, call the number on your insurance card or visit healthy.la.gov. That's healthy.la.gov. Remember, keep your contact information up to date and respond to Medicaid letters so you don't lose your health care coverage.
Another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJO FM.
KAYT Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
see I've come too far. I came through trials and tribulation, but I made it.
Growing up as a child in my mother's care, my mother told me he would always be there for my. Yeah.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
See, I know Sister Jenkins on my side. Praise God. If the truth be told, praise God, when somebody ain't too much loving no enemy you're going to do, ain't too much loving somebody who is going upside your head, ain't too much loving somebody who is talking about you, backbiting and killing you on the inside, brother. It takes a super Christian. So that's a problematic text that we have to learn to deal with. And praise God, we can do it. Another one of those, what I will call a problematic text. Joseph was given a vision. He was given a dream by God himself. Tell him that, man, you're going to rule over some folk. They got some folks that's going to be subjected to you. Family members as well. Praise God. And we find that Joseph, in telling that, praise God, all he was doing is telling what God told him. Praise God. And at the same time that he was telling them that he was going, that there were going to be some folks that were going to be subjected to him, the same time he is telling them that, those same brothers, praise God, they are plotting. I'm talking about plotting how they are going to get rid of him. In fact, they wanted to kill him. If it had not been for the fact that the daddy was doing too bad, praise God, they would have. But they took and sold him into slavery for 20 pieces of silver. And then when the final summation of it, when he is now put in charge, second man in charge of Pharaoh's goods, chief of staff, praise God, he finally tells his brothers, what you meant for bad, God meant for good. You see, when we, and as we look at our text today, especially verse 28, let me just read it again. Praise God, because when I read it and I look at this text, because this is what it says, am I correct? It says, and we know that things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Now, there was some Bible readers in here that caught the error in what I just read. Because if we take it as at face value, what I just said, and wouldn't have a problem with it. But praise God, but I left out an all-important word. And that was the word all. And I need not ask anybody in here today what all includes. Praise God. Let me tell you, Sister Anderson, all includes you. Sister Basco, all includes you. Reverend Phillips, all includes you.